Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. You know that's what that school bell means. And so get your Bibles at this time and turn to the book of Joshua chapter 1, and we'll continue our study of this old Sunday school lesson about Joshua and the conquest of Canaan. This is class session 491. So pull up a chair, turn up your radio, grab your Bible, and turn to Joshua chapter 1. I'll begin by reading verses 1 through 6, and then we'll return to Elam's notes when we come to Joshua chapter 1 and verse 6, the notes he made for a Sunday school lesson that was for the Sunday schools of February the 17th, 1924. As you are getting ready for the class, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And with that, the class will now come to order. And you'll turn in your school book to Joshua chapter 1. And we'll read now Joshua 1 verses 1 through 6. Now it came to pass after the death of Moses, the servant of Jehovah, that Jehovah spake unto Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, into the land which I do give them, even the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, to you have I given it, as I spake unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even to the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your border. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. And now Joshua 1 and verse 6. Be strong and of good courage, for thou shalt cause this people to inherit the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. This exhortation, be strong and of good courage, is repeated 4 times in this chapter. God began to encourage Joshua through Moses. We read in Deuteronomy 3 in verse 28, but charge Joshua and encourage him and strengthen him, for he shall go over before this people, and he shall cause them to inherit the land which thou shalt see. We read also in Deuteronomy 1, verses 37 through 38, as Jehovah was angry with me for your sake, saying, thou shalt not go in thither, Joshua, the son of Nun, who standeth before thee, he shall go in thither, encourage him, for he shall cause Israel to inherit it. And then we read again in Joshua chapter 31, verses 6 through 8. Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be affrighted at them. For Jehovah thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. And Moses called unto Joshua, and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, be strong and of good courage, for thou shalt go with this people into the land which Jehovah hath sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. And Jehovah, he it is that doth go before thee, he will be with thee, he will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be thou dismayed. Joshua needed both strength and courage, willpower and wisdom to conquer the oppressed nations and to rule Israel. We read in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 17 through 21, "Ye shall diligently keep the commandments of Jehovah your God, and his testimonies, and his statutes which he hath commanded thee. And thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of Jehovah, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest go in and possess the good land which Jehovah sware unto thy fathers, to thrust out all thine enemies from before thee, as Jehovah hath spoken. When thy son asketh thee in time to come, saying, What mean these testimonies, and the statutes, and the ordinances, which Jehovah our God hath commanded you? Then thou shalt say unto thy son, We were Pharaoh's bondmen in Egypt, and Jehovah brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand." Christians today will be successful. They must cultivate and exercise willpower, use their wisdom, manifest moral courage, and put forth every energy against sin. God encouraged Joshua by promising him good success. The land here is called an inheritance because God had long before promised to give it to Abraham's seed. And so we read in Joshua 1 and verse 7, "Only be strong and very courageous, to observe to do all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest have good success whithersoever thou goest." Strength and courage can be cultivated. They grow through exercise. Joshua would gain strength and courage by observing to do all the law which Moses commanded. He was to turn neither to the right hand nor to the left, that thou mayest have good success whithersoever thou goest. This promise embraces very much indeed. Now, for section 7 of this Sunday school lesson, the condition upon which this promise is to be rejoiced is repeated in Joshua chapter 1 in verse 8. "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Thou shalt meditate thereon day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." Prosperity and success are promised always upon faithful obedience to God. In order to observe all the law, it should not depart from Jehovah's mouth, and he was to meditate thereupon day and night. "Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of all the peoples, that thou shalt hear all these statutes and say, Surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people." Deuteronomy 4 and verse 6. "Keep therefore the words of this covenant and do them, that thou mayest prosper in all that ye do." Deuteronomy chapter 29 and verse 9. And then Elam asked us to do this in his Sunday school lesson. He says, read here the first Psalm and Colossians chapter 3 and verse 16. Let us do that. The book of Psalms opens with this: "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the wicked, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of Jehovah, and on his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the streams of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season, whose leaf also doth not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. But the wicked are not so. They're like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the wicked shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For Jehovah knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked shall perish." And then Colossians 3 and verse 16, in the New Testament we are admonished: "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart unto God. We read in Proverbs chapter 9 and verse 10, "The fear of Jehovah is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding." True success today is to fear God and keep His commandments. He that would love life and see good days should now live as God directs. We read in 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 through 13, "He that would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips, that they speak no guile. And let them turn away from evil and do good. Let them seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears open to their supplication. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil." God would have his people now lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and gravity. This is success. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. "I exhort therefore, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and all that are in high places, that we may live a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and gravity." In Joshua chapter 1 and verse 9, Jehovah continues in talking to Joshua, saying, "Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not affrighted, neither be thou dismayed, for Jehovah thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest." That God has said this is enough. Whenever he says it will come to pass, whatever he says will come to pass, it will come to pass. Joshua should be strong and of good courage, and neither be affrighted or dismayed. Joshua was a man of unwavering faith. And thus we see in the eighth part of this old Sunday school lesson, it is entitled Faith Unwavering. The command given in verses 10 and 11 to the officers show that Joshua believed God, although the Jordan lay between them and the land of promise, and it was then out of its banks. Yet Joshua and the children of Israel raised no question as to how they would cross it, and expressed no doubt. The Reubenites, the Gadites, the half-tribe of Manasseh, reminded Joshua of the promise Moses had made to give them an inheritance on the east side of Jordan. They renewed their dedication to pass over and to help the others conquer the nations and the promises, and obey Joshua as they said they would do in his presence. In verses 12 through 18, I want to read Joshua chapter 1, chapter 2, and chapter 3, which is going to include this account again, but also give an account of the visit of the spies to Jericho and of their entrance into Canaan. We will not have time for all of that in this class, but I'm going to turn to the book and begin this reading in just a moment. I'll begin Joshua chapter 1 and verse 10. "Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, Pass through the midst of the camp and command the people, saying, Prepare you victuals. For within 3 days you're to pass over this Jordan to go in and possess the land which Jehovah your God giveth you to possess it. And the Reubenites, and to the Gadites, and to the half tribe of Manasseh spake Joshua, saying, Remember the words which Moses the servant of God commanded you, saying, Jehovah your God giveth you rest, and will give you this land. Your wives, your little ones, and your cattle shall abide in the land which Moses gave you beyond Jordan. But you shall pass over before your brethren, armed, all the mighty men of valor, and shall help them until Jehovah hath given your brethren rest, as he hath given you, as they also have possessed the land which Jehovah God gave them.